早安。Actually, I'm nervous today because last time I told you I finished my talk. But today I come to talk again because 常文法师asked me to replace his talk because he take a leave for this month. 那我其实我今天要讲哦，很紧张。因为呢，本来我上次已经跟大家讲说我的已经讲完了哈，维斯已经讲完了。那常文法师因为刚好请假，所以他请我这次代替他讲。我又找不到新的 topic， 我想说继续讲吧。So I thought for a couple of days, you know, to think what I need to talk about, and so I decided to continue.Elaborate more about last time, the topic I talked about last time about the current science study on the consciousness. And yet, last time I mentioned some of the scholars and their studies, but this time I will not bring up the study, but I will bring up some concept for you to take home and maybe do some research, and or maybe in the future, the science field can discuss or talk about it. 那我其实想了很久，我不知道这一堂要讲什么哈。但我希望下一次不要再有一个 cancel 哈，又要来讲哈。那我还是决定要继续讲上一次的东西，因为上一次有点赶哦。上次我们讲到就是当代科学与心思研究的一些成果或是现象哈。那但是今天呢，我不会举像上次一样有一些学者的一些论点哈，来讨论我们的唯识学。这一次呢，我是会更详细的讲唯识学一些可能跟未来科学发展也会有相关的一些观念哈。那希望大家可以到网络上去查询，看看有没有相关的资料跟这些是符合的哈。OK， Can you see? Maybe turn off the light. Okay, so as you know that last time I talked about the 100 dharmas in 5 categories. That means in consciousness only school, we describe the universe with 100 dharmas, which included the category of so-called mind and the category of so-called form or material world. So basically it's the consciousness world and the material world and their interaction, the vexation, or the mental factor that generated by, that initiated by the 8 consciousness. And last time, I talk about that, you know, the left part, the 8 consciousness and the 51 mental factors are currently studied by psychology scholars and doctors. They develop more and more concept that correlated with our school, the consciousness only school. We are happy to see that they get deeper and deeper and get into study the 7th and 8th consciousness. And also about the material world and the 24, the red one, the 24 uncognizable factors are currently studied by science, and they are more related to science but less discussed in Buddhist doctrines, because it's a concept and it's a solid concept that we have, so it's hard to break the concept. For example, last time we talked about the time and space, the idea of time and space and the number, 0 and 1 and 2. 1 and 2 based on 0. So the concept of 0 and time and space, how does it come from? Why we have this solid concept of it? And when the advanced practitioner get into the deeper enlightened stage, they sort of, they break up the concept of ordinary people concept of time and space and number. The so-called unlimited, the so-called zero does not exist. Okay. So why is that way? Okay. 那我们上次讲到五位白法嘛，齁。那在唯识学里面呢，他把它精简用一百法，百法来形容我们这个宇宙的存在。那左边呢是有八世心王跟五十一个心所呢，它代表的是我们的新的世界。那色法呢是我们的物质的世界。那二十四不相应行法呢是由新的世界跟物质的世界呢互相作用产生的一些概念，一些观念。好，那因为他没有办法用心去感受，也没有办法用物质的现象去描述，所以他把它放在24不相应行法里面。然后当然还有一个六无为法，是那些高级的修行者他对于空性的一些体悟，不同层次的体悟，所以 enlightenment 不是指布达，不是指佛，而是指他们那些有证悟，不同证悟层次的人，他所修的一个跟空性相应的一些方法，或是境界。So 那在我们上次提到的里面呢，有讲到说八世心王跟五十一心所，其实在现代的心理学或是心理医生呢，他们以前已经有很多的研究或是病理的一些这个 case 呢，他们可以慢慢的逐步的跟我们的讲的八世，慢慢的已经深入到第七世第八世，但是还没有那么深入，就已经有在这边触及到了。那对于色法呢，很不相应刑法呢，是科学领域可以来突破的。那科学家现在也在研读佛教讲的这些观念，希望从这里面去做突破。那我们知道说，上次我们提到一个观念，时间空间的观念还有数字的观念，我们讨论到零到底是怎么存不存在的这个意思，因为所有的数字都是基于零。那我们知道说，很多的高阶修行者在有某种程度的体验的时候，他们通常对于时间空间数字大小这些的观念，他们有突破性的认知。所以这些24不相应行法里面的观念，其实是我们这个有情众生因为我们的心事跟因为我们的物质，我们的根器我们的五根六根跟六尘，我们认知的六尘，它交互作用产生出来一个根深蒂固的观念。那这些观念是可以改变的，因为它是其实是虚幻的。So this 24 uncognizable the factor Dharma is actually created by our mind interact with the material world. So the concept that we generate through this interaction is actually illusory. We created it. It does not have defined definition.And it's up to our mind and up to the material world. Okay. So I'm going to continue talk about some of the important, dharmas, the uncognizable dharma. Hope that it can help us to realize that how we are controlled by these concepts. And if we can let go of this concept, I think our lives can be, the quality of life can be better, and we can be more free. Okay. And so again, why it's called non-cognizable, it's my translation may not be right. Why I translate into non-cognizable is because it's not the mind. It's not about mind that we can be aware of, and it's not the material that we can measure or detect. It's a concept. So I call it non-cognizable, okay? So last time we talked about time and space and zero, right? And so this time, well, I briefly go through it and I will point out some and explain it. So there are 24. The first one is so-called gain or lost. The idea of gain or obtain or possess and lost. And the second is the root for life or lifetime or lifespan. The idea of lifespan. So why we call a life, you know, from birth to death, how we define it. And then the next one is called sameness or monotony or united. This is where how we define unit. You see, $1, $2, right? 1 meter, 2 meter, that's unit, right? And the next one is called diversity, differences, okay? And then there are the samadhi without thought and the samadhi of distinguishment and the retribution of no thought, okay? And then there is called a name, okay? I'll just go through it because I did not translate all of them. 那在24不相应刑法里面，这是所有的 list 哈，大家可以想到有德这个观念哈，命根我们的生命的一个概念哈，然后众同分异生性哈，无想定灭尽定哈，无想报，这是在禅定的境界哈，他们的认知哈，然后名声俱生闻声。等等等，好，那我接下去就会把一些比较重要的跟大家做一点分享。OK, so here, gain and lost. Do you like? OK, this is the idea. When you buy stock, it goes up, right? And you what? You gain. And then when it go down, you lost. Right? Did you really gain something and lost something? What does it mean you gain or lost? You buy the house, then you have a house, right? And then the fire burn it down, then you lost your house. The same thing for all the material things you possess. You have gained, you have lost, you make money, so you have salary, you gain your salary, and you spend it, you lost money. You know, this concept happened to us every day. But this idea is illusory. So that's why the Heart Sutra, what does Heart Sutra say? No gain and no loss, right? You remember? yeah, we gotta go through from the beginning. okay, 所以呢，第一个观念是讲说有德这件事情哈，它其实给我们带来很多。You know, the concept of gain and loss bring us a lot of suffering because of this concept. But in the sutra, it says.Why it says that for the enlightened one or for the Buddha or Bodhisattva, no gain, no loss. Why they can liberate from the suffering? The first concept we need to break is the concept of so-called gain and loss. It is actually the mind...interact with the material world and we think that we can own it. It belongs to me. and this become mine. Okay, the idea. 那也就是说，我的心事哈，跟这个物质世界互动，然后我觉得我可以拥有它，就是我可以拥有它，然后它是我的，叫做得嘛哈。所以呢，就产生了一个我跟我的强烈的观念。那这个观念呢，每天都发生，每天都会遇到的，然后它是给我们带来最大的痛苦的一个错误观念。所以当一个证悟者好，或是佛菩萨这种高阶修行者，他就会发现无失亦无得，以无所得故，有没有？心经是不是这样讲？好，所以这个得的这个观念，事实上是我们需要常常在日常生活中练习去放下的，因为真的无得亦无失。 Why we say that there is no gain and no lost?When you own something, it's the concept you possessed. You know, the fire can burn it down. The borrower can steal it. And your wife can take it away. Your husband, your kids, you know. And the money in the bank, is that with you? No, it's outside you, outside your mind. It's created by yourconsciousness interact with the world, and we just talk about our consciousness is actually illusory, and so does the material world, because all the environment is created by our mind, and it's like a dream, you know, we are in a dream, and there is a false self and false environment, and we think that all the scenario happened in a dream, we think it's trueOkay, but it's hard to incorporate in our life because we does not practice enough to really to experience it, the so-called no gain, no loss. But you know, we can put it in our mind saying that, you know, actually gain and loss, you know, what you possess is just like in a dream, you are a wealthy person when you wake up.Those money, those house, those car is not real. Okay. When you die, you have nothing. Okay. 那所以就是说我们听了听觉得说 okay, 但是我们很难把这个观念呢融合在我们的生命里面。原因是因为我们没有真正的修行到去真正的体验到这个无得亦无失。的这个状态，所以我们只能在知见上理解啊，你分析说，你看这个钱不是你的，好，因为都是你太太、你先生在花，你的小孩子在花嘛，其实你没有真正花到嘛，哈。然后这房子呢，你说是你的，可是我一把火可以把它烧掉，对不对？啊，那你的珠宝，小偷进来可以把它偷掉的，哈。很多事情你不能自主的，你虽然拥有它放在你的名下，好。等到你一死的时候呢，你没有办法拥有任何东西，你甚至不能控制你的身体。所以我们到底拥有什么呢？ We cannot even be the master of our own mind. What do we own? 是不是？所以这个有德齁，得的这件事情是需要我们真正好好的去思考，然后呢，如果我们真能够放下些许这个有得有失的这个观念的话，我们会更自在一点，然后最重要的是不会因为这个有得有失的观念产生更多的贪嗔痴跟烦恼，去启动我们的根本烦恼跟51心锁。So the most important part is we will not generate or initiate more craving, hatred, ignorance, jealousy, and all that ignorant mental factor or sufferings based on the concept of gain and loss that we need to keep in mind. You know, every time, like I say, I'm nervous. Why am I nervous? When you're nervous, why? 当我说我很紧张的时候是为什么？ Have you nervous before? Okay. I am afraid that my talk is not good. Or I'm afraid that you don't like my talk. Right? So this is my mind initiate some nervous, you know, like uneasy mental factor. And then the talk or you, I'm afraid you don't like me. And this is an illusory concept. Okay, some people doesn't care. You don't like me, I'm fine. You like me, I'm okay, you know. They don't have suffering. They don't have vexations because of the environment, because of my mind, your own mind, okay. Okay, now the second is the so-called the roof of life, okay. This composes three elements. The seeds in our eighth consciousness, which decided by our karma. Okay. If we talk about that before, right? So what your good deeds, your bad deeds, your good thoughts, bad thoughts, they are all planted or stored as a seed in our eighth consciousness, right? And those seeds are decided that what will you be in your next life and how long are you going to stay as that being, your lifespan. Okay, but that not just that, the seeds and also the warmth. You know, like your body needs to be activated so you have warmth. So when people die, you lost your temperature. Your body get cold because there is no engine or life energy to keep your body warm. And that's one element. And the other is called lifespan, like birth. From birth and to death that we can define your life, how long you are going to live. So if you lost any one of the elements here, then you're gone. Okay. 那命根什么？命根寿命又不太一样哈。那命根它有三种因素，一个叫做种子，就是八识田里面你的生命就的种子，业的种子哈。然后业的种子我们以前有讨论过哈，就是说你可能种了一些善根哈，或是种了一些恶的种子，然后存在你的八识田里面，然后它会决定你的来生哈，会变成什么，然后你的寿命有多长，那是种子哈。然后你的什么暖哈，这个暖来自于生命的驱动力哈。当我们死亡的时候，身体就是变冷了。那这个驱动力很奇怪，也不是心脏，也不是什么，它就是一个生命的驱动力，会让我们产生暖哈。那这是生命很重要的一个现象。那另外一个就是所谓的寿命。好，那这个寿命呢，其实就是比如说你去算命的话，他告诉你说，哇，你这辈子大概就是活到50岁，过不了50岁，好，这样子。 But why we mention that there is a seed? Okay, lifespan. If you go to a very good fortune teller, okay, really, go them, tell them your name, tell them your birthday, they can tell youthis life, probably how long you are going to live. Some are very accurate, okay. But some, it's not 100% accurate. Why? Because there is an element called seeds that you can change. 好，在这里面，种子，叶的种子可以改变。So, if you are practitioners or you heard the Dharma,And you know that, you know, why the, you know that karma can decide our lifespan or quality of life. Then you start to change. If you are a person like to criticize, you change. And you change yourself to become a person like to help. Okay. If you are the person like money very much,You know, you want to own a lot of money and you don't want to give. You like to take instead of give. Then you change it, switch it around. You practice giving and take less. And everything you start to practice, and then you plant different seeds in your eighth consciousness. And your lifespan can be changed. It's so-called the rule of life. Okay. So for the practitioners, or even for monastic, usually we go to fortune teller, tell them our legal name, birthday. Sometimes they know that, oh, you leave home, you know, you become monastic. They say it won't be accurate for some reason, okay? Because we totally change our lifestyle. What we do is not for ourselves. No matter what we do, even sweeping the floor, even we do renovation, we cooking, you know, it's not for ourselves. It's an offering for all the people. And things change. 那在这个命根里面，大家常常听到那个什么了凡四训，有没有？好，本来就说你不过不了五十岁，你又没有小孩。但是我们可以改变的是我们业里面的种子嘛。好，比如说你是一个很喜欢喜欢拿别人，就是拥有东西啊，你不喜欢给人家分享东西，你就改变说，好，我现在布施，我把我好的东西就分享给别人。好，那我可以得到的东西我拿少一点。好，那或是说呢，你是一个非常容易生气、喜欢骂人的人。改变一下，之后改成少骂一点，好啊，多赞美一点，好，那你就慢慢的改变自己的习性，好，改变你业的种子里面，好，就是不善的种子，多种一点善的种子，慢慢的呢，就像了凡一样，哈，了凡居士一样，他改变了他的命运，改变他活到比较很长了嘛，哈，他改变他的寿命了，哈，那同样的，我们去算命的时候，假设我们有一些法师的爸爸妈妈哈，很担心哈，我们出家不顺利或怎么样的哈，哎，赶快拿去算命，给算命的哈，俗命也给了，生日也给了哈，将来哎，有的会算出来说，哎，这个是不是出家去了哈？好，啊，有的是说，哦，他出家了，哎，不准了，不算了哈，为什么？因为当我们出家以后，我们所有所做的事情，不管是日常生活柴米油盐酱醋茶的事情，都不再是为我自己为我个人来做的，因为我们也没有什么薪水，也没有什么什么 career 啊什么之类的，就是说我们随便做什么事情都是为了服务大众，所以它的在根本的因子里面就已经改了。虽然我们也是常常起烦恼，我们常常也有很多的习性，可是我们所做的事情至少它都不再是为自己。那我们的种子里面改变了太多的因素，所以这些算命的就不要算出家人的命，因为才算不准。 OK, Now the other concept that we need to break is so-called sameness or unity. It can categorize into two kinds of classification. One is the sameness of sentient beings or the sameness of the material environment. For example, see, we are human, right? So we are same human, and those are animal.Dogs, cats, animal, human, one sameness. But how about Asian people, African people, American people, European people, and dogs and cats and fish? They are the sameness, right? And then, you know,American people, we have East and West, North and South. How we differentiate it? How we group them? the location they were born or the accents they have, right? And how about rich people and poor people? See, we have some social status, right? Rich people like to get along with rich people. Even you go to campus, you know, like white people like to group together, Asian people like to group together. Some black people like to group together because of the color skin, because they are same. We like to be the people with the sameness. Or religion. You know, we are different kinds of people, but we are Buddhist. You are Catholic. You are Christian. They are Islamic. You know, we have all kinds of concepts that we base on some sort of sameness. We can group people together. And this grouping, or woman and man, you know, this kind of grouping, is that good or bad? 我们有友情的分类跟无情的分类嘛，哈。那我们常常觉得说，哎，我们是亚洲人，他们是欧洲人，哈。那美国人跟非洲人，哎，他就一种特性可以把相同的东西就把它分类，那同样的，在美国呢，他有来东岸的、西岸的、南方人、北方人，就是你出生的地点嘛，或是你讲话的口音嘛，好，他就可以分类你是哪一种人。 那还有呢，我们常常在社会上有没有不同等级的人，有钱人跟穷人，有钱人喜欢跟有钱人在一起，好，因为他们的物质享受或是他们要去的地方、要吃的东西就很像嘛，好，那没钱的人，他们遇到的问题是相同的嘛，好，那我们在社会上就一直不断的分类，不断的分类，男中、男生、女生，各式各样的分类都有，那这样的一个。 我们，但是我们都喜欢跟我们同类的在一起。比如说，我们喜欢，虽然我们都是来自各国，可是我们都是佛教徒。好啊，有天主教徒喜欢跟天主教在一起，基督教喜欢跟基督教在一起。我们有不同的分类方式，那这样子是好还是不好？ You know, the sameness, the grouping, it can be good and can be bad. But actually, there is no sameness. In this world, nothing are totally identity. Nothing. If you really compare it, none of you, even twins, are not identical. But we like to group people. And so that we can have more benefit or more power or something. Okay. That create a lot of trouble. The better way is everything, all the things are the same. Or everything are different. So we respect everyone because of the total sameness or because the total differences. You understand? Because we are all the same, so we respect each other. Because we are all different, so we respect each other. Don't try to group people together so that you find benefit for this group people and you sacrifice the other party's benefit. And that's why sometimes justice come after that. And justice is illusory. There is no justice. Justice is defined by your own benefit. Right? 所以我们常常讲说，这样子的什么同重同分到底是好不好？我们常常分来分去，其实都是为了我们的利益，个人的利益，或是这个小团体的利益，然后我们就聚在一起嘛，然后我们就想说，这个我们要什么公平？ 要正义，其实最好的方式就是打破这个所谓的，要么就是我们所有的一切的存在都是平等的，都是一样的。 我们都有佛性，都是一样的，所以我们尊重每一个人。要么就是我们没有，我们都不一样，没有一个一样的东西，所以我们要尊重彼此。好，那不要因为说私欲，好，然后我们把人组在一起，然后呢想要从别人的地方，别的族群拿到更多的利益给自己。好，也不要去一天到晚说要追求公平正义，其实它是非常主观的，公平正义没有这件事情。那最公平最正义的是什么？就是我们讲的因果，因果不爽嘛，逃都逃不掉的。所以公平正义是一个很主观的一个判断，然后很多都是基于小族群的私欲，族群的私欲来去要求公平正义，那它通常会给世界带来很大的灾难。与其要求公平正义，不如追求和平，不如追求内心的和平。好， So when we fight for justice, it sometimes it create more trouble, more suffering for this world, and more disaster. Instead, I think we should pursue peace, the harmony.Among all the people, and between the peace, the harmony between human being and the environment. And what we need to proceed is the peaceful mind, and the mind with harmony inside. That's what we need to put our effort on, and not pursue for justice or the sameness, because that's the mind, how we interpret the outside world through our discrimination in the mind. Okay, and next one is called the diversity, or the power to generate diversity. 那下一个讲的是益生性，好，益生性。它不是益生分的，它是益生性。 So the property to generate diversity is that you have two kids, okay, same genetics, okay, same parents, same home, same wealthy, okay.You provide the same environment, go to the same school, okay? Give them, basically, you think the same to them. But your two kids grew up in two very different people, two different personality, two different taste, two different relationship with you. Why is that? Just like, you know, you have two seeds, you know, two grape seeds, and you just plant them and water them, give them nutrition, and then it grew up, you know, the same maybe white grape seed, you know, and the shape different, right? The productivity is different, you know, and the requirement from the sunshine, water, and everything become different.But the seeds are the same, maybe from the same tree, you know, it's different. So that's called the property of diversity. And the same thing for, you know, we sometimes encourage people, hey, we got to practice offering, you know, giving. We practice giving. And what is the result when you practice giving?那我们在讲说益生性，假设你有两个小孩，两个一样的基因嘛，同样的爸爸妈妈，那你来，你给他同样的一个物质环境，你也让他去上同样的学校，但是他们长大之后就是两个完全不同个性的人，那嗜好也不同，跟父母的关系也不同， 好，就像说我同样一棵树摘下来的两颗种子，你把它种在土里面，一样给它灌溉啊，炸啊，晒太阳啊，什么都一样，但是它长出来的葡萄就是不一样。它长的样子有没有，那个样子不一样。好，那它的那个产量，所以葡萄的产量也不一样的哈。那它需要的阳光程度，它需要的水，需要灌溉的养分也都不一样哎。但是我是从同一棵树里面摘下来的种子哎，这叫做一生性。同样的哈，我们不是常常讲说啊，我们要修行，我们要修布施，有没有？咱们来修布施吧。说好啊，给什么捐好来呵呵，结果呢？结果是怎样呢？我也要布施哎，我告诉你，你容懂我也容懂哎。但是为什么我捐了半天，我妈妈生病，你妈妈这么长寿？想说我都同样捐了一个容懂回向给我的妈妈，好，给我的母亲啊，健康长寿，这为什么结局是不一样的呢？是不是布施这件事情无效？好 ，So when we practice giving, like for the Asian people, sometimes what we practice is we would donate money and we transfer the merit to our parents. If they are sick, we would wish them, okay, I wish that this merit can help my mother overcome the sickness and then she can live longer. And by the result,You know, why your mother is 80, 100 years old, and my mother got cancer and passed away immediately. You know, is that a discrimination? Why is that way? 这个diversity. Indeed, it's because we...do not see the whole scenario of causes and condition and consequence. 当我们觉得说为什么有这样的不一样，然后我们不能接受它，是因为我们没有办法完整的看到所有事情的因缘果，所以我们认为说，哎，这样子为什么是不一样的？好 ，For example, in the Earth Door Sutra, if you read it before, you know in the third part of the Earth Door Sutra, and the Buddha explained why you have different resolved when you do offering. It's your attitude, your mindset.Decided that, you know, you, all of you donate $1,000, but the consequence is different. A major key is your attitude, your mentality when you make this donation. If you want something reward in return, you get less merits. If you donate this money without seeking anything, you get higher merits. But if you make this donation and wish that all sentient beings got benefit, you got highest benefit. 在《地藏经》后半段不是有讲到，佛陀不是世尊解释给地藏王菩萨说，为什么我们同样做布施的时候会有不同的福报呢？是我们的心态的问题哈。我们的心决定，同样都是捐1000块美金哈，我们的福报为什么不一样？假设我们捐这个钱是为了个人的，好像就算为了爸爸妈妈，为了我可以找到工作，为了我可以升官发财哈，这种的利益是小的。好，但是如果说，哎，我捐这个钱，我不求回报，哎，这个。功德大一点，但是如果你可以把你捐这个钱的时候，你是回向法界一切众生，意思就是说，我捐这样子的东西，我希望所有的一切众生都能够获得利益， 这样的信念种子一撒下去，它的功德就是无量无边，因为你是跟无量无边的众生结缘哦。好，这个意义非常的深远哦。以后有机会讲地藏经再说哈。But you know, I have no time. Next time maybe I talk about the Earth Store Sutra. I will explain more. But here is just like this is you know what we see. The phenomena we see is diversity. It has the property to be different. No matter what you do, you study hard. You know, I try to do everything he does, but the consequence is just different. You work hard, sorry, he got promoted, you are not. Okay? You study hard, and you go to training courses, you do whatever, you try to be successful. But unfortunately, only few people got success. There are something that we don't understand, that we did not see. But, you know, we only see the phenomena. 所以你知道吗？我们不可能说去 copy 所有人做的东西，想要得到同样的结果是不可能的。好，那它就有这样的一个现象出现。OK, yes. 啊？二十四不相应刑法。OK, oh, again, these are non-cognizable.Dharma, and like I said, this is a concept, but it depends on us, our mind, that will this concept link to the 51 mental factors or not? Means, will you have suffering or vexation because of this concept? It's up to our mind again.For example, I suddenly, the stock go up. I make $1 million. Can your mind be calm or happy? It's up to you. But suddenly you lost $1 million. You feel you lost. Instead of gain, will you suffer or not, or still calm? It's up to you.It's up to different people, you know. It's not like everyone will suffer. Yes?
I see what you mean, it's up to us, but at the same time, you can have uncontrollable reactions to it.
Uncontrolled reaction?
Uncontrollable. Like, to say that it's up to us.
To say that it's up to us.Almost, I understand that, like, if I lose my job, that I will get affected. You wouldn't necessarily be affected by it, so it's up to me. But at the same time, I'll have an uncontrollable reaction to it. So I can't really, to say that it's up to me has a quality of being, I can choose to be upset about it. I can choose to be neutral. But I feel as if I have no choice because I'm just uncontrollably reacting to something. I'm angry. I'm frustrated.
Yes.
So I don't feel as if I have much of a choice. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah. So, you know, if you follow your karma, most of people uncontrollable, upset,angry, if you suddenly, no reason, you lost your job, you have no income, and you have family to feed. Most of people does. But does that happen to all the people? Some of the people don't. Just like, I lost job. And some on the other extreme, there are some kids, loss of job, they are indifferent.They don't take responsibility. They just go home, stay with parents, and, you know, spend their money. And some just feel like, okay, I lost my job. Then I need to find a job. You see, for all the people, if you lost your job, you need to find a job. This is what everybody needs to do. But you can find a job without angry, without upset. Or you can look for a new job with angry and with upset. It's up to us, and it's up to, you know, like the karma. Why it's called karma? Why we worry so much? Like Shifu, you know, I ask Paul Kennedy, the Shifu's first American disciple. You know, when Shifu and he are homeless, were homeless, you know, 30 something years ago, they just grab their sleeping bag, sleep in different places every night, and they even slept in the Central Park. And I ask him, you know, and how did Shifu behave, you know, when you are homeless? And he told me that I'm not sure, because I worry about myself so much. Because I just ordain and I follow a Shifu without a temple. And I'm homeless and I worry about myself so much. But only thing I'm for sure is Shifu never worry. Even he is homeless. And actually in his autobiography, Shifu said that the happiest time, the most freed, body and mind most freed, the period is when he was homeless. No temple to take care of, nothing to worry. So good. But Paul Kennedy said, I'm sorry so much. I think too much. What I mean is, you can take the reality, but no worry. And you still do what you need to do. Yes.
Condition that others. Is there something we could do about it? Because I react angrily to certain things. I wish I didn't. Is there a way to change? Like Sifu didn't care about being homeless, and the other person did.
Yeah. So that's why the first, it's that touch the core of our Dhamma and touch the core of practice. The first Dhamma, we need to know the causes and consequence. Why we have this condition has its cause. And we can change the condition. First, change our mind first. Don't generate more karma on top of our bad karma first. The second, you know, try to peace my mind, do whatever you need to do. That's first. And second, you know, six paramita. Six way that we can go to the other shore. First, offering, giving, and precepts. Angry. We need to keep the precepts. We need to train our minds. When we strongly want to react badly to people, keep the precept. Don't back mouth to other people. No killing. No bad words, you know. And know whatsoever, five of the precepts, basic precepts, right? And diligent, practice diligently. And so all the six parameter, you know, the basic practice for all of us in the daily life. So in order not to be driven by our karma, we need to practice. That's for sure for everyone. Okay. 那所以呢, 刚刚讲的, 就是我稍微整理一下, 就是说, Robert 是说, 我失去工作，我就是生气呀！ 忽然被 fire 掉，我就是生气啊！我也很难过啊！哈，那这个是没有办法控制的一种生气。好，那虽然是说我讲说24不相应刑法，我们都有这样的概念的哈，我们都有这样的概念，因为我们的心跟物质的之间的关系，我们有这样的观念。可是我们可以不要连结到 烦恼的心所，或是甚至可以连接到善的心所，它是我们可以控制的。那当然 ，Robert 说它是不可以控制的，我就是生气。好，那因为我们有我们的业力嘛，哈，那个业力就是说 因为你去观察很多人，大部分的人都会生气，没有错。可是有的人他就是不会生气。所以我举了一个例子哈，大家知道师父的第一个西方弟子不是那个 Paul Kennedy 吗？那有一次，我就问他，我就采访他，我说：“哎，你们当时哈就无家可归的时候，每天背着睡袋跟师父在当街民的时候哈，我说你觉得师父那时候是？”的情况是怎样，我想了解一个修行人他是怎么面对这样的一个困境的时候，他说我不知道耶、欸、我都没有注意师父在做什么，因为我太担心我自己了，我很忧虑，因为我想说我这么年轻，我跟这一个法师出家，结果这个法师没有庙，没有地方可以去，然后我变成无家可归，每天在街上来来去去，还要在中央公园睡觉，他很担心他自己的哈，他把大部分的时间都一直在担心他自己怎么办怎么办怎么办。不过他跟我说，不过我觉得有一点我可以确定的是，我发现师父从来不忧虑，在无家可归的时候他是不忧虑的。好啊，这有修行跟没修行就见真章了。我们这种凡夫一定是忧虑，不要说 homeless 的哈，稍微什么东西一损失一点，我们就非常的很 worry 的哈。小孩子哈成绩不好也非常的 worry 哈，所以很多事情就是 worry 嘛哈。但是我们可以不要 worry 的，那事情该怎么处理就是怎么处理嘛哈。好，那其实师父在自传里面有讲到说，他在中央公园流浪的那段时间是他最自在的一段时间。好，哇。这个可以让我们好好的回去好好的去反思一下。 OK, Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Next, it's very important. The so-called name and phrase and sentence. 好，那叫做名声、句声跟文声。 You know, this is only the concept. For example, a nameis a noun, and the first you describe the noun, and then the fourth sentence you describe the phenomena. For example, bagel is a noun. Blueberry bagel is a phrase. I like blueberry bagel is a sentence, right? And how about poop?Dog's poop. My dog's poop smells healthy. One time I went to the Central Garden, the Central Park. One thing I was so shocked. You see, in America, when you walk your dog outdoors, you got to bring it back. If they poop, you need to pick it up, right? And I saw a guy walk his dog and he picked up the poop.And he smelled it. And then wrap it. I'm just like, oh, why? Why you smell dog's poop? I know mother will smell baby's poop. Just to make sure, you know, everything is right. But it's already kind of disgusting for the father. But I understand mother, you know, smell baby's poop.But the dog's food, I don't understand. I just like, you know, speechless. Will you smell dog's food? Poo? Your dog's poo? So this becomes, you know, so when you say poo, okay, somebody say poo, dog's food, sheep's food, human's poo, whatever, you just dog poo. But I say dog's poo. And then you narrow down, okay, it's dog's poo. But I say, oh, my dog's poop smells healthy. Then everybody react differently. Okay. The so-called, same thing, you know, bagel. Bagels, all kinds of bagel. Okay, blueberry bagel. But some, I say, I like blueberry bagel. Like one of our fasters doesn't like bagel at all. I like bagel. So she just told me, don't eat too much bagel. Your face looks like a bagel. You know, what's wrong with the bagel face? Don't laugh. When people say bad words to you, if we can dissect, you know, if people say bad words at you, sometimes we take it seriously. I hate you. Right? Your work is lousy, you know. And all kinds of bad words you can turn on the TV, you know, internet. All the criticize, everything to you, to your family, or to your country, to your people. We just react as, usually, if we can dissect them, you know. If the people you don't like say, I hate you, you are so angry, I hate you too. But your kids say, I hate you, you're so hurt. You know, you're heartbreaking. I love you so much, why'd you hate me? But if you are dating with someone, you know, the girl or the boy just say, I hate you. That means you need to take him or her out for dinner. Something. Or give him a flowers or something. Right? This means different things. The same thing, I hate you. You react differently. Because we are driven by the name, the phrase, the sentence. We attach to what it means so much. Okay. 好，我现在讲哈，名声、句声、文声哈，它就是名，就是名相嘛，或是一个符号、一个名词是名声。那句声呢，就是你加点形容词去形容这个句、这个名词。那文呢，就是有一个内容的哈。所以我刚刚举了哈，我说 bagel， 然后就讲说，哎。大家讲到 bagel， 就脑子里就有一个 bagel 的影像出现了吧，好，然后你想说，哦，蓝莓 bagel， 就里面就加一点蓝莓了嘛，哈，然后接下去我说我喜欢蓝莓的 bagel， 哈，啊，有的人就想，我也是呢，哈，这样，但是呢，我们就有一个法师不喜欢 bagel， 然后每次我一提到说我要吃 bagel， 他就说你不要再吃 bagel 了，你的脸就像 bagel 脸一样，哈，那我就觉得说。bagel 脸有什么关系？反正我喜欢吃 bagel， 好，他觉得我的脸吃得太圆了这样子。那你们，我讲我喜欢蓝莓 bagel， 每个人的心理反应都不太一样的哈。好，接下来我又举一个哈，像大便，哇，脏脏的呢哈，狗大便，狗每次都在路边大便。然后我在讲说，我家的狗的大便闻起来很香，很健康。我有一次就是去中央公园嘛，哈，不知道忘记什么因素，就是大家一堆人去中央公园。在美国很奇怪，我就看到一个非常特别的景象。在美国呢，法令上规定，如果你出去遛狗，你口袋一定要带个塑胶袋，你一定要狗大便你要把它捡起来的，好，不然你也会被罚款。我看到一个男生带着一只狗在那边溜溜溜，然后狗就大便哦。然后我看到一个景象是他把狗大便拿起来，居然拿起来闻啊，吓了我一跳，闻一闻之后他很满意的再把它包起来。然后我就觉得说怎么有这种事情，那狗大便那么臭这么脏你居然去闻它。可是我相信所有有狗的哈，有狗的主人带狗大便去，他看到这个形象他会非常窝心，他会觉得哇你这个狗主人太好，很负责任。但是我们没有狗的人就看说哇怎么那么脏啊，怎么那么啊什么这样子齁。说一句话，我们对我们内心的反应都是很不一样的齁。可是大家不要笑哦，每天发生在我们日常生活上齁。举比较极端的例子，我们常常不是被骂嘛，被上司骂的时候，你做的是什么事啊齁，这里做不好那里做不好。我听得很生气，是不是？那同样的，比如说你很讨厌的人跟你说我讨厌你，我就是恨你，那你内心就说我比你更恨你，好，我更恨你，你不要以为 你好到哪里去，好，对不对？但是如果今天是你的小孩来跟你说，哎，我恨你，你的内心反应是非常痛苦的。我这么尽心尽力，我把我的心力，我的钱，我就是希望你幸福快乐，然后你跟我说你恨我，我多么的难过啊。可是今天如果你是在跟人家约会交男女朋友的过程，假设你的男女朋友忽然跟你说，哇，讨厌啊，你好讨厌哦，我恨你，大概你就是要带他去吃好吃的，或是买点花啊礼物巧克力送他。所以同样一句我恨你，它代表的意义是不一样的，对你来讲不一样，而且你要反应要做的事情也不一样的。那我们通常日常生活中就是被这些文具名声还不一样，就文具来控制，来掌控我们每天日常的这个行为，而不知道。那怎么样子，怎么样的方式来突破呢？好，假设今天有一个人真的很恨你，说一句我恨你，你不要起心动念，反而你可以看到他内心的一种痛苦与烦恼。好，菩萨就是从众生的烦恼相中看到他们真正的需求，然后可以适当的给予他们不同的回应，希望他们能够离苦得乐。那我们不是，我们是文具生一来，我们就用我们的习气跟我们往昔跟他的不善之缘回应之后呢，我们再结更不善的缘，或是更执着的缘，然后我们彼此在轮回之中互相再拖哈，你拖你拉我，我拉你，在轮回之中没有办法脱离离苦得乐。So what we need to practice is that every time when we hear something, we don't react spontaneously first. And then when we can hold our mind calm enough, and further, in return, we can see that person or that person's suffering and vexations. And based on his or her conditions, we react according to what we can, so that that person can have less suffering, less vexation, and more happiness. That's what Bodhisattva does. So Bodhisattva do not react our karma, to our karma, or our actions, but instead, they see through our suffering, our ignorance, our vexations, and they in return react properly, so that we can let go of the suffering, or lessen our vexations, and bring up more peace and happiness. That's what we need to learn. Okay, so this is the other three. Okay, 那接下来呢 ？The next is called the arising or starting or origination, and the next abiding, duration, and continuance or endurance. Okay, I don't know which one is better.An aging, decaying, fading, declining. These three phenomena, or these three dharmas, happen all the time. Okay. For us, we have birth, aging, and sickness and death, right? And for material things, we have, forming, enduring, and decaying,and perishing. And for our thought, arising, abiding, changing, and disappearing. Okay. But this all process are the same because we have a concept. You know, we have a newborn baby. You know, new thing come. In the beginning, there is none. And next moment, we have a baby to come. And the baby starts to grow up, and then we die. Okay. 那这个下面三个就是生、住、老。 那对于我们生命来讲就是生老病死。 那对于物质世界来讲就是成住坏空。 那对于我们信念来讲就是生住意灭， 就同样的观念。 那我们有这个生住老 的观念就是生就是说本来没有后来有。 那住的话就是说， 有了之后他就在那边一直在那边， 我都看到。 然后最后死了就是有变没有， 叫做死。 OK. Sometimes we divide it. You see, in our lifespan, we divided our life into different stages. Like childhood, right? The stage of adolescence. And then young adults, adults, senior, or dying people. Every stage has its arising, abiding, and decaying. And why we divided it? How we divided it? We divided by, you know, like sameness. You know, for example, childhood. We know that, you know, all a child doesn't know everything. You need to watch them all the time, because they will do dangerous things. They don't know what is good and bad, what is safe, what is dangerous, you know, so on and so forth. So we need to watch them, supervise them. And how about when they get to the teenage? When does that start? And when will it end? When will your nightmare end? You know, like they in the endurance in that period, when that duration happened, they just do crazy things, and you supervise them in a different way. When we were adult, young adult, we tried to develop, we tried to make our dream come true, and we tried to incorporate ourselves in the society, we adjust ourselves so that we can blend in to the society. And when we get old, we prepare ourselves, you know, and we face our grandchildren, with children, they have their own world, and you are sort of alone. Every period of life, you have your, it has its own arising, enduring, and decaying. At the end of your life, it's that we decayed until we die. 那我们虽然讲说一起的寿命可以分成生、住、死，可是我们还是可以把我们的一起的生命再分成不同的阶段嘛，可以用那个怎么重同分。 来分，就是我们可以把它分成是什么幼儿期，童年，然后呢是青少年，然后呢青年或是成人，然后是老年，然后就是快要垂死的老人，那每一个阶段都有它的生住那个灭，比如说在儿童时代。 哇，那个小朋友是什么都不知道的，不知道危险也不知道什么是安全，不知道什么是好的，什么是坏的，所以他们就是随便乱做，你爸爸妈妈就哇一天要看着他们，这个他们一直在学习，他们在尝试的是认知这个世界，所以他们就很危险。然后到teenager的时候，十几岁的青少年的时候，是所有父母亲的一个什么噩梦期。 那因为这时候的人呢，小朋友也不知道怎么搞的，就是叛逆，叛逆就是他们的啊，叫做什么 middle name 哈。然后呢，你说什么他都不要听的啦，好，那这个时候实在是太痛苦了哈。然后慢慢到青年了，好，他的青年了哈，大学毕业青年的青，他开始慢慢的想要实践他的梦想。他有时候太天真，想要实现的梦想，你也要给他一点适当的建议。然后慢慢的他要必须要融入这个社会，然后他开始知道说，哦，原来社会是这个样子的，原来世界的这个是原来真实的世界是这个样子的。那他开始要融入这个社会，他开始去you know, 调整他自己，有时候慢慢的就怎样，慢慢的放下他们的梦想，好，慢慢的放下我们自己的梦想，然后就变成一个什么每天为柴米油盐的一个很俗气的人了，然后等到我们老年的时候呢，我们的孩子有他的孙子了，那孩子跟孙子有他自己的世界了，慢慢的我们就变成很孤单的一个老人，好，然后心力体力都没有办法，然后等到我们老病要垂死的时候呢，又进入另外一个时期，那最后所谓的最后的就是怎么样，生命的结束嘛。好，那我们就可以有这样子不同的哈。On the same thing, you know, you can use this concept for any of your job. You know, you find a new job, you have a beginning, you have an enduring, and you have stopping, you know, and then you find another job.And there is a period, all the concepts. But what's the best practice? Go back to our Heart Sutra. No such things. Every moment is a new moment, and we only have the present moment. And if our awareness, our mind is subtle enough, even the thought, you can observe every thought arising, abiding, perishing, and distinguished. And when you can observe this process of your one thought, and if you can go at the right moment, actually there is no present moment. Meaning,no time and no space. You will not be bound by the concept of time and space. And you can live at the present moment. You won't be dragged by your past memory or past. You won't waste your energy to expect so-called future.You won't make dream because you cannot control it. Every phenomena, I will talk about that later. 那所以对于这个生老死的这个观念，其实我们要练习的是什么？我们要练习的是，其实每一个，你如果可以把你的心念呢，弄得观察得很微细，你的那个生老死的现象会越来越短越来越短越来越短，然后你会守在当下，活在当下，然后当下的这一念呢，如果你是大修行人，你的心思细微到非常细的时候，你还可以观察到当下的那一念的生住意灭，然后你如果能在当下那一念的生住意灭再把它切进去的时候，你就可以看到没有所谓的现在。好，这时候你就会打破时间的观念，打破空间的观念。好，这个就是人开悟者的境界了哈。那但是我们一下子不能把它一下子弄到那么亮嘛哈。就像你那个切哈，切苹果，切一刀，再切一刀，再切一刀，再切切切切，无限制的切下去是什么？ 本来一半苹果变一半嘛，好，还有再切一半，还有再切一半，还有再切，再切，再切，再切，切到最后是没有。好，还是很有意思。但是我们要尽量把那个生住老的观念，要把它变成是越来越细微。好，就回到《心经》所讲的东西去哈。Okay, now next is called impermanence and drifting or floating. 就是接下去讲无常跟流转。好，这可以两个一可以一起讲哈。So impermanence is nothing, everything is in a transient state. Right? Today, I'm different from yesterday.And I should be different from, I will be different tomorrow. My cells, my body aging, my thought change. You know, everything, people around me change. Nothing is permanent. You cannot make it permanent. And so we have to observe impermanence.But this impermanence is a phenomenon. Everything is impermanent. Is anything permanent? When we can let go all the impermanent things, we can see the what is there all the time. The emptiness is there all the time. 好，那无常哈，我们常常也讲说，对啦，我们知道你很无常哦，佛教讲无常哦，所有的事情，当我们可以观察到，你看世间一切现象都是处于过渡时期，我们不仅东西一直在变，我们也不可能让它不变，好，所以是一切万物是无常的，这是一个法，这时候我们要开始破法执了哈，世间现象无常了嘛哈，可是真的所有的事情都没有吗？当我们可以放下所有无常的人事物观念的时候呢，我们就会看到一个东西它是不变的，那就是我们的空性是不变的，那就是见性了嘛，看到空性是不变，你就看到空性了，这个空性是不变的，无常的这件事情是不变的。当然这个不能用逻辑去思维，这个要空性是要自己亲自体证的。Of course, the nature of emptiness is when we can perceive, we can see the nature of emptiness is when we can let go of the impermanent things, including the material world, including our mind, including the Dharma, everything, detach it.Then we can see the emptiness, and the emptiness is unchanging. But you know, see, we cannot use logic to analyze or to understand the emptiness. We have to experience it directly through the practice. Okay, don't imagine what's emptiness. Don't imagine. Once you use your brain, use your knowledge, it's not it. Okay.当我们想要用我们的头脑，用我们的观念，用各种方法想要去什么作意什么是空性的时候，那都不是。 OK, the next called drifting, the drifting is, you know, the floating and winding, it describes that it's more subtle way, it describes that our mindAnd our karma is always driven us here and there. You know, we talk about we have so many seeds in our eighth consciousness. We have actually all the seeds in our eighth consciousness. And those seeds is not fixed there. It's not like real seeds, an analogy saying that we have seeds in the eighth consciousness.Actually, our eighth consciousness has all the potential to become everything. And those so-called seeds, quote-unquote seeds, is changing all the time. When we do some, when we have hatred, we plant a hatred seed, okay, with someone or with something. I hate banana. This is a seed. So when I see banana, I will not take banana. Okay, this is a seed. So every time you make me see banana, I remind myself I don't like my banana once. So every day is 365 times I tell myself I don't like banana. So the seeds keep changing, keep enhanced. If I see the person I don't like or I hate or I get angry at, every day I see the person, I tell myself, I hate you. And every day you strengthen the seed. Actually, the seeds of you don't like the person change every day because you put more force on the seed. And you cannot control the seed to sprouting. Okay, so it drifting, you know, like our thought is just like a waterfall. You cannot cut it. It just keep ongoing. And it's floating. You don't know what will sprouting. All the seeds you planted, you're watering them. You don't know which seeds will sprouting. And sometimes this seed sprouting, you go that way. And this seed sprouting, you go that way. You see, isn't our life like that? You know, you walk to the bus station. You drifting or floating, you react things that you don't like or you like. Here and there, your mind drifting. And then you change the seeds in your eighth consciousness. And your causes and condition and consequence change. OK, 那我们现在讲流转，流转是讲比较细微的。我们生命的流转，我们心念的流转，它事实上是在讲说，我们讲八十天不是有很多很多的种子吗？好，那个种子其实种子是一直在变的，它不是说一个固定的种子种在我们八十天里面，而是它常常被熏习的，被我们的行为所熏习的，心念所熏习的。比如说我不喜欢香蕉，那你每天都让我看到香蕉，我就告诉我自己一遍，我不喜欢香蕉，你不要给我香蕉。然后明天又来，我不喜欢香蕉，你不要给我香蕉。然后你每天就这样好练习一遍，然后你不喜欢香蕉的这个种子就每天一直加强，一直加强，一直加强。同样的，你不喜欢这个人，你每天工作都要看到这个人，你每天看到人就这个人好讨厌，每天看到他就加强一遍，这个人好讨厌，这个人好讨厌。那你好讨厌这个人的种子，在你的信念就一直加强，一直加强，一直加强。好，那这样的种子的一个陷阱，它就像一个瀑布一样，你没有办法把它砍掉的。好，那同样的说流转呢，那我在我们的八十田里面有这么多的种子，哪一个种子爆出来会发芽，我们不能控制，不知道的。好，因为我们一走出去，即使要去巴士站，我们会遇到什么事情，遇到什么样的人，不知道的。一遇到，然后这个种子就发芽，然后我们就 react，再把它换一下，遇到这个再转一下，遇到这个再转一下，种子一直在变，一直在变，然后这边蹦一个，那边蹦一个，那叫做流转。然后我们就是那个因缘果一直在变，因缘果就一直在变。好，生命的流转，轮回的流转就是这样子，不停息的。好 OK, I know that my time is up. There is something, but I quickly go through it. OK,So there is assurance with variance means we have a fixed karma, but there is dependent karma. For example, you know, you for sure, this life you are human. But as a human, you can be a happy human, unhappy human, suffer human, you know, peaceful human. It's up to you. It allows the change. It allows the variety, about change. Okay. And concurrence or correspondence is, you know, you plant a happy seed, you become a happy person. It corresponds. It follows the rule of causes and condition and consequence. And the velocity of tendency. What does it mean is, okay, sometimes if you can feel the tendency of your life, sometimes, you know, you spend less effort and you success. Sometimes it comes very fast and it goes very fast. You're wealthy, come very fast and go very fast. And sometimes it comes very slow and go very slow. But sometimes it comes very fast, and if you know how to manage it, you're wealthy, your belonging lasts longer. This is called the velocity or speed of your tendency. So sometimes, you know, a certain period of your life, you're lucky all the time. Sometimes you're bad luck all the time. You know, and it has a speed of tendency, and actually through practice it can be changed. Okay. And the classification or grade or order, the same thing. See, we defined it for kids, the learning, first grade, second grade, you know, 12th grade, we classify for them. So you learn this. But is any kids can jump? Some genius people, the second grade go to sixth grade and they spend 6 years goes to college, right? So the classification can be different. The levels can be different. And space-time number, we talked about that before. And harmonize. We know that the milk and water can, what is that called? Can mix, right? The oil and water cannot mix. We have this phenomena. So you and your great friends can mingle, harmonize, mix together. But there is something, someone just excluded. No matter what, in the party, they just excluded. Right? And the disagreement, opposition or contradiction is just the opposite weight. You know, like the water and the oil just cannot mix together. And so we have this kind of phenomena. The concept is so solid in our mind. But through practice, sometimes science study can help us to let go of this concept in some way. And we need to practice to go beyond this boundary of this concept. And that, 好, 那中文的话就是说, 这边有一个什么定义嘛, 好, 就是说你的定义里面, 它其实可以允许差异性的, 好, 就像我们大家都是, 我们的定义就是生而为人, 其实它可以, 藉由不同的因子, 它是可以产生不同的结果, 好, 那相应呢, 是什么? 我们讲因果嘛, 因果就是相应, 好, 你种快乐的因子, 你就产生快乐的果，好，它是会相应的，好，它是 follow 我们的因缘果的一个定律哈。那势数呢，哈，其实说势力跟和速度哈。如果大家去有时候哈，我们有时候去，比方说一个人的运势，你去，你如果你现在老的够活得够久哈，你回头看看你的一生，有时候你很顺利的，有时候你就是很不顺的，有时候那个。 倒霉的运哦，来得快去得也快，有时候那个忽然之间你赚大钱了哈，来得快去得也快，有时候你钱来得快啊，你有一些方法，你可以保留你的财富，好久一点。所以它有很多的我们有很多那个所谓的世数，好，那这个东西呢，其实也是要藉由修行，它是可以改变的，可是。 我们不修行的话，就是你就看到你的人生现象，就有东西来得快去得也快，然后就是这样哈。就像那个水哈，很陡的地方它就速度就快嘛哈，它若平的话就流得慢，哎，它就是有这样的一个现象，一种法哈法则哈。那次第也一样哈，次第也是我们自己定的吧？我们帮小孩定一来一年级、二年级、三年级、四年级到十二年级，然后你去上大学。 那有没有小孩跳级的？他很聪明嘛，他不要这样嘛，他六年就可以上大学了，不用十二年。好，所以次第也是我们定的，没有一定的哈。但是很大部分的时候还是他有他的次第性，你不可能你一二三不学你就去学微积分嘛，好，他还是要有一个 foundation 去这样学的嘛哈。那这个方时数我们上次已经讲过，那和合性跟不和合性就是举个例子，牛奶跟水是可以合的，好，油跟水是不合的，好，那它为什么合为什么不合，就有它的性质，有它的一个现象在，好，那所有的这个不相应刑法哈，它是一个我们既定哈，我就跟你讲油，我们就知道嘛，油跟水是不能合的啊，牛奶跟水是可以合的啊，这种东西是很根深蒂固的呢。但是真的不行吗？像如果你学化学的话，你加点乳化剂哈，油就跟水合在一起了吧？好，所以我们有很多根深蒂固的一些观念，它其实是可以藉由一些科学的现象或科学的发现，然后证明，然后大家才会去放下那个所谓时间、空间、物质现象的一些概念，好，就哦哦，不能穿墙，对不对？当然不能穿墙啊，谁说不能穿墙的？好，很多的观念就我们就被套牢了哈。所以这些东西其实是要提出来的是说，我们这个二十四不相应刑法是每天如影随形的跟着我们在一起，而且是我们被它束缚住的哈。So I want to point out that these 24 uncognizable dharma are all with us every day, every time, and we are bound, you know, we are limited, restricted by this concept, by this dharma, without knowing it. So hopefully through practice or through some scientific discovery, it can help us lessen or let go some of the concept and be more free or be more harmonized. And we can see the sameness for all the sentient beings. And yet we can see all the variety of all the existence. And again, I'll just, you know, overview the so-called 100 dharmas in 5 categories. And I want to emphasize, I did not explain well about the so-called unconditioned dharma, 6 unconditioned dharma. These are the so-called enlightened one, is not that Buddha. The enlightened one means, the high, very high practitioners, they have different levels of enlightenment about the emptiness. Not the real emptiness. They practice in very high level, and they have different way to practice or to understand the emptiness. And so that's called, and it's not conditional. Okay. So that is very hard to explain for me, so hopefully in the future, we got chance to discuss this. 那我就这边就是无畏白法哈，在一个总表里面呢，那我们就讲说心法、色法、不相应刑法哈，这些观念，还有最重要的是我上次解无畏法的时候，我没有解释得很清楚哈。这些所有所谓的证悟者哈，他不是佛的那个证悟哈，他是很高阶层的，比如说二圣行者或是什么哈，他们已经很高的有渐进证悟的哈，他们在修行的时候对空性不同层次的空性的体验哈，那他们的一个这个层次哈，所以但是他不是一个什么因随着因缘而变的一种空性的体验，好，那这个但是他还是没不够究竟，他还是一个法，好，一个不完整的空性的一个法，好，不 complete 的，不是说不能，就是说不是究竟的空性的一个法的认知，好，所以呢，在这个无畏白法，其实它哈是等于是解释宇宙所有的一切现象，不是我这样三言两语可以讲得清楚的哈，可能我了解的也不是很透彻哈，大家有兴趣的话可以去查很多的书来看哈。So this 100 dharma try to explain the existence of universe. It's not like me, 2 class can explain well, and my personally don't fully understand either. So I suggest you if you are interested in any of the topic, you can go find the reference and study it. But unfortunately for English speaking people, watch out the translation version that you read. Some of them does not translate well. So keep in mind, you know, check more references and find a more consistent interpretation for that the sastra of the 100 Dharma. Okay, 一样的，我们中文虽然有很多 reference， 各家的说法都不一样的，可以多看一些，然后找到一个共通点。 But the most important thing is it helps us alleviate suffering and vexation, and we can be more peaceful, more harmony, and more happiness to ourselves and to others. Then that's a good dharma. 好，就是让我们自己能够离苦得乐，少烦少恼，多一点快乐，多一点这个 harmony 叫什么？和谐。好，这些的解释就不会太离谱了哈。好，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。